You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
What is your favorite childhood memory? I would be hard-pressed to narrow it to one. I remember standing knee-deep in the Kings River with my dad, learning to fly fish. I recall listening to my mother sing while she was preparing supper. And I will never forget my first base hit as a little leaguer. I won't tell you how many times I was at the plate before that hit. These are all important moments that stand out to me. But if I had to name one memory that impacted me more than any other, it's the memory of my grandmother Hansley's prayers. Her prayers always started the same way. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, as we come to you, we come in Jesus' name. We come thanking you for the day. And she would go on from there. Those quiet words are burned deep in my memory and hold an important place in my faith journey. Decades later, I can still close my eyes and hear my grandmother's voice. These childhood memories are important because they shape the way we think and mature. As Christian parents and grandparents, it's especially important to make sure our faith is at the center of our children's early memories. How do we do this? Psalm 145 provides some simple suggestions to follow. First, talk openly about how God has been good to you. We find this in verses 1 through 4 and 11 through 13. The psalmist says, "Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable." Don't assume your children see God's blessings. Gratefulness is a learned behavior, and we're responsible to teach our children to acknowledge the goodness of God, so they, in turn, can teach their own children. Go out of your way to share how God has blessed you and how he is blessing your family. Second, share about God's works and acts before meals and bedtime. The first part of verse 7 says, "They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness." In other words, talk about God's goodness often. Engaging in short conversations before meals and at bedtime makes sure these important repetitions take place. Don't do all the talking. Give your children a chance to share what God has done for them. You'll be blessed yourself as you hear their innocent accounts of how God is working in their lives. They may talk about a pet, their favorite food, or even a new friend. These are wonderful reminders that God is working in even the smallest details of our lives. Third, sing and play songs about God's characteristics. The second part of verse 7 makes it clear that we're to sing about God. And then it goes on to list some of the specifics: his righteousness, grace, and compassion, that he is slow to anger and full of mercy, that the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. This doesn't mean we have to sing deep theological descants, and we don't even have to sing well. It can be something as simple as, "God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good, he's so good to me." Or maybe you could sing that simple campfire song, "He paid a debt. He paid a debt, he did not owe, I owed a debt. I did not pay, I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. All day long, Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay." These simple words and melodies teach life and eternity-altering truths to our children. Music is a powerful tool to help us share our faith with our kids. And finally, verse 10 encourages us to pray and bless the Lord together. The original language pictures kneeling before God in humility to lift up his name. Family prayer time is the perfect opportunity to do this. Help your children establish a lifelong habit of prayer and praise by kneeling together often as a family. Maybe in a few decades, one of your children will look back and say their most vivid childhood memory was praying with mom and dad. I certainly hope that is the case. May God bless your home this week as you make him the center of your family traditions.